Dr. Peter Beter, your guest by a long distance. Dr. Beter, you were in the middle of answering a man's question relative to Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger. Is there anything on any of your audio tapes about that?
Yes, in my recent one, audit, monthly audio letter number 10, I go into more detail and reveal how they're still after President Nixon. And I have to give the devil his credit. As a lawyer, I give credit where credit is due. And I don't take sides. I just let the chips fall where they may. So in monthly audio letter number 10, if he can write to me, I will give him more information on it.
All right, let me give the address for the last time before we go to the news at 10 o'clock. That's Dr. Peter Beter, B-E-T-E-R, 1629-1629, K, the letter K, Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20006.
And if they write to me, Harry, I will also, if they will ask for the Rockefeller secret constitution, new constitution for America, which abolishes the present Congress as we know it and makes President Rockefeller a dictator for a period of 9 years, if they will send me $2 to cover expenses, I will send them a copy of Rockefeller's secret new constitution and how it's going to be implemented.
Let me ask you a question relative to the Watergate, this new movie that's come out about Bernstein and Woodward.
Yes.
Is this movie in any way accurate in terms of its portrayal of what's, what took place at the Watergate?
What is accurate is not said.
How do you mean?
What is not in the movie is the truth. If you take their movie, which is based on their book, you will not see in the index the real characters who brought about Watergate. So it is, as far as I'm concerned, a fictional piece of work.
All right, but were, in your opinion now, were Woodward and Bernstein, did they know they were being used by Rockefeller to get rid of Nixon, or were they legitimately seeking a story as good reporter should?
I can't answer that.
Okay. And we've got time for one, maybe two last questions here before we have to leave you, Dr. Beter. Go ahead.
Dr. Beter, do you believe that the Rockefellers had anything to do with the assassination of President Kennedy?
All I can say about that is that President Kennedy was going to close the Vietnamese War. And number two, it still rings in my mind when he said that Castro was a tool of international communist conspiracy. And because of that, contrary to what you read in the newspaper, he was killed because he came upon the greatest thing that has made us a tool of the Soviet Union, and that is the Rockefeller plan to merge our life with that of the Soviet Union, and this has been the policy in the White House since 1954, to control the life of the United States so that it can be merged with that in the Soviet Union. This has been the policy in the Executive Department of our government since 1954. He found out about it. He was going to put a stop to it, and he was killed.
Okay, Dr. Beter, I sure appreciate you being with us today. We are about out of time, and we'll look forward to talking with you again. If you get anything red hot, give me a call.
Okay, Harry, and I want to say to everybody, God bless each and every one of you, because he is watching over you.
Thank you. Dr. Peter Beter from Washington, D.C. has been our guest during this hour and a half since we started talking with him at 8:30. Dr. Peter Beter is a fascinating man, and let me state that, for the record, you should realize this. We tell it to you 10 or 15 or 20 times a day. Dr. Beter's opinions are his opinions. They're not necessarily my opinions. He may be absolutely right. He may be absolutely wrong, or he may be right on some things, and he may be wrong on other things. I don't have the vaguest idea, and I don't vouch for his opinions. I can tell you this, though, on many things, Dr. Peter Beter has been absolutely correct. Certainly, he told us what was going to happen with Agnew, when he'd be on the cover of the magazine, when Agnew was going to resign. He told us when Richard Nixon was going to resign. He said the gold was missing at Fort Knox. And the government finally reacted by taking a group of people in there and showing them, hey, see that stack through the window, darkly? It's gold, they said. but experts who were there said the color was wrong. So, who knows? Dr. Peter Beter may be absolutely correct. He may be absolutely wrong. But like with everything, find out for yourself. Do your own checking. Certainly, all that we have been told in the papers and at the 6 o'clock news from Cronkite and Brinkley and Huntley and all the rest of them has not panned out to be accurate in many instances. Have a good day. I'll be with you tomorrow at 7:06.
WRNG North Atlanta.